my girl to get on, but these people are too dumb to know how to do it, so I want her to give me the exact times. I'll do it the best I can. We've got a switchboard, but they don't know how to put her on the extension. I had indicated to Gene Pulliam,
yes, sir,
that I would stop off in Arizona at some time en route to California. I had lunch with him today and told him that I was going to San Francisco to be in the parade at 1:30 on Sunday, the meet the Filipino president there. I would probably be at the ranch on Saturday and ask him if he thought it would be a good idea and they could get a crowd if I stopped off at Phoenix. And he said that he thought that he would rather me do it than fly over to that. I could say that Carl Hayden had asked me to do a lot of things for Arizona from time to time. I had to go to San Francisco, so I decided I'd stop up and refuel in Phoenix and say hello to my friends there and tell them I might be happy to see Roy Elson and whatever other friends I had, 100 or 200 or 1,000 or 10,000, whatever came. Now, Bill Moyer called Washington and says he doesn't approve of it. I don't give a damn whether he approves of it or not. Didn't ask his opinion. But he did concern me because he indicated that you thought that it would be harmful to you. Now, if it is, I sure won't do it. I'm doing it to be helpful. It's the only time I have. I don't have Monday or Tuesday. I don't have 8 o'clock prime time on all CBS stations. I'm just going and coming, and I'm going back the same way, and I'm going to have to stop in Reno and Cheyenne and some of the other places. But I thought since I was flying over it, now what I can do very easily and what I'd probably a little rather do is go to Santa Fe and stay with my brother-in-law and just stop off there. I want to pick up one or two of those little states so that they just won't say that I had never even stopped in them. And yet I don't want to make a real bitter partisan speech. I would rather be complimentary to the state, you know, and not get into the Goldwater aspect of it at all, except like we're a good friend.
Well, Mr. President, the way I feel, of course, is your appearance here, whether it's in the middle of the night or on Sunday or whatever day, is extremely important to me. And I called Bill after your lunch with Mr. Pulliam. He called me right away. And so I called Hayes Redmond and Bill in Washington to find out exactly which, if it was this Sunday or the following Sunday, and talked to him. And at that time, I raised the question whether he wanted to be the Sunday morning and whether or not this was appropriate, and only raised the question with him and wondered. I was over in Los Angeles with Larry O'Brien and invited all the from Nevada, California, and the people from Arizona over there, and I understand you were going to be in California later on the 21st, and was wondering whether that might not be a more appropriate time. But I said that I didn't care which time it was, and just only raised this question about the fact, and then the fact that Senator Goldwater was going to be here in Phoenix that evening for a so-called non-political fundraiser for a museum here in Phoenix. The way I feel, your appearance here, whether it's for a moment or, as I said, any time, is going to be extremely beneficial to me, because I do have this horse race with the governor, and it is a horse race, and with your appearance, I think it will be the thing that will swing it, and I can win. So this is, I guess I'm partly responsible for just raising the question of whether, I didn't think you would want to make a political type appearance.
I told Gene that, didn't he tell you I didn't?
Yes, he did, and he said it would be just in to stop in to visit. I didn't know whether you had wanted to go to church here or just an airport stop or what.
No, what I'd planned to do was just make an airport stop and then go on. But I don't need to, and I only wanted to because I thought that it might be helpful. But if he's going to be there and it would create any problems, I think all you need to do is just call, pull him back, and tell him how you feel about it, so he knows I delivered on my commitment to him.
Well, Mr. President, I really would, regardless, want you here. The only reason I raised the question was whether or not there would be any, I didn't want to put you certainly in any embarrassing position if it was a Sunday morning. But
well, do you think we'd be in an embarrassing position?
Not necessarily, no. But
well, I mean, is it likely? Is it conceivable?
The way you explained it to Mr. Pulliam, I don't think that it would be handled that way, certainly here, and he would take care of the press from this aspect. I don't. The reason I raised the question at all was whether or not it had any ramifications outside the. You would be a better judge of that. I don't think there'd be any problem here in the state, and certainly in that way, the way you had presented it to him. And as I say, this would be so helpful to me that I just very, very, very much want you to come.
How far is your airport from town?
Oh, it's only about 15 minutes. It's actually in town. We have one of the airports close to town. It's 10 minutes when you have an escort at most. It's only 20 blocks from what you'd call the center of town. But there's no question. I'd ask the senator to speak to you about an appearance here because it's so vital to my election. Since I am running against this three-time governor, and though he hasn't done anything, he is still very popular. And the indications I have from a survey I just received here that you're doing here in Maricopa County, which is Phoenix and represents 53% of the vote in the state, that you're even better than the survey I sent back to Walter Jenkins, that you've picked up strength here. And I'm running, it shows that Fannin and I in this county are running neck and neck. So the appearance and you're giving me your blessing well, just can't help but help me and could be would be decisive in my opinion. And I'm sure we can, even if it is Sunday morning, we could have a crowd or if you wanted to go to church here and handle it that way. Anyway, I'm in no position.
Well, how would the church thing... Would they just drive downtown to church and go back?
That would be, what I would suggest.
What church?
Well, you could either go to your church or mine. I'm a Presbyterian. Or if it was just simply an airport stop.
Do you have a good Christian church there?
Yes.
Sizable congregation.
They have a large one here, I know, and I'm not sure of the size of the.
You know anything about the preacher?
No, I don't. I'd have to check that. I've never been there.
You check that in the morning. We'll talk to you.
All right.
Let's be sure that he's an able fellow, that he's not going to make some segregation speech or something.
I would check that right away.
And,
I
would think offhand that we'd be in there by 9:30, 9:45, and have 30 minutes. The airport, at which time I would say that Carl Hayden wanted me to stop off in Arizona. So I'm going to replenish their treasures by buying some jet fuel from them. And I want to see my old friend Roy Elson that I'd worked with many years in Washington. And I want to tell Arizona how much they meant to me, and although we had two great parties in this country. Arizona man is leading one of them, and Texas man the other, and looks like Southwest doing pretty good.
Well, this would be perfect, considering it'd be.
That was what I had in mind, and that's what I offered. I thought it might Gene up a little bit, too. He thinks that we're going to carry Arizona.
I think you are, too, Mr. President.
What does the Maricopa County poll show?
I don't have the total results. I'll have them tomorrow night. But it shows that in August, when I did the one survey in Arizona, you were ahead 45-40 with 15% undecided. John Kraft was the one that did the survey.
Was that just Maricopa County?
No, that was statewide. On Maricopa County, you have picked up strength apparently here, but I don't have the figures yet over what you were in August.
Who is doing this, Kraft?
John Kraft, yes, sir.
Just the county?
No, he's doing it statewide. I will have the, he only had the preliminary tabulation on Maricopa County when I talked to him last night.
But he thinks that we are stronger than we were then.
Yes, sir. He says it's amazing. And he was just amazed that I was doing so well against Fannin. Kind of have a real horse race that could be decisive. But your strength has actually increased, and of course, the time I did the survey, the one during the primary was the week of August 5th through the 13th, which was right after the Republican convention, and of course, before ours. And it came as quite a surprise. So, since that time.
Who is handling our campaign now?
Well, Bob Allen, our state chairman, is your coordinator out here.
Is he active?
Yes, and Governor Conley was here last night, and we had an excellent turnout, and he gave the perfect speech here in Arizona.
How many people?
We got very good press today.
How many people there?
Oh, he was excellent.
How many people?
Well, we only had around, the only place we could hold it that was available was in a place that we jammed. There was about 850 people, but it was a $50 fundraising dinner. And it was a very good turnout, a great deal of enthusiasm, and good coverage this morning. So, but I will know better. I know Mr. Pulliam feels that you're going to carry Arizona, and you've been getting very good coverage here in his papers. Every time there's a story about Senator Goldwater on the front page, there's also one about yourself. And I've never seen anything like this in Arizona. And it looks very good.
All right, now, would you talk to the coordinator tonight?
Pardon?
Talk to the coordinator, talk to MacFarlane or any friends I got, and ask them if I do stop there, will they get me a crowd?
Yes, sir.
And we'll talk back tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
We tentatively planned to be in there, and we'll make the church thing unlikely,
all
but
right.
Possible.
All
I'll
right.
Check
and
with Ms. Johnson and see. And you'll see also what time church. I would guess church is 11.
Yes,
and
unless they have an early.
Know that when we called you in the morning or night, if you can find out tonight, we might call you back out there. But I believe 11 will make it too late for us to get to California.
Unless they have an early service.
See if they have an early one.
Well, I'll check on that.
Check the Episcopalians and the Presbyterian. See if any of them have early services.
I'll do that right now.
Be sure it's a good preacher and a good church.
I know the Presbyterian one is, and he's very sympathetic to you.
Okay.
All right. And a friend of my brother's who, you know, has a National Presbyterian Church there in Washington. So I'm sure that he would give the very right type of sermon.